Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Chavava Min Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Hei Mabez. So says the Mishnah, Mana Maidim Vilefnim Neman and Alkli Cheres. From Maidim inwards, within those 15 mil, so when Amaretz had Nemanis about a Kli Cheres, that it's considered tar to be used for Kachim. But Mina Maidim Vilechot, Ein Neman, and outside Maidim not. Kate, so what's the case? Hakadosh u'maicherakadera is nichnas ofnim and amaydim. If you have a craftsman who's making these earthenware kalim, and he goes in maydim, so hu akader behina kaderos behina loikre. As long as he is the craftsman, these are his kaderos that he made, and these people who are buying it for themselves. So then neman, we give him special nemanis. But yatsa inay neman. But once he goes outside maydim, so then we do not give this nemanis. Nemanis was dafka within maydim because there was a big need for kli charis in Yerushalayim. Now, Tana, we learned in the Brayis, the Maidim, Pamim Kilfnim, Pamim Kilachot. Sometimes the city of Maidim itself was considered Lefnim, sometimes Kilachot. Keitza, what's the case? Kader, Yaitse, V'chaver, Nichnas, if you have the craftsman who's leaving and the Chaver is coming in, so now this is his chance to get his Klicharas, so then we consider a Kilfnim. However, Shneim Nichnasen and Shneim Yaitzen, if they're both going in where the Chaver could just wait, or they're both leaving where the Chaver could have bonded earlier, so then we consider a Kilachotz. Now, I'm Rabbi Afananami Tanina, it's Medirik like that from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah seems to be a steer in Eubay. First, it says, Akadosh Shemachar Skaderis Venichnas Lefnim Minah Maidim, so he has Nemanis when he's within Maidim. Taima, the reason why he has Nemanis is the Lefnim Minah Maidim, it's only because he's within Maidim. Hamaidim Gufa Loi Mehemon, Mashma Maidim itself is not believed. But the name is Sefer. The Sefer, the Mishnah says, that Yatza ain't a Neman. Only when he's outside Maidim, so now he doesn't have Nemanis. Mashma HaMaidim Gufa Neman. Mashma Maidim itself, he is Neman. So it seems to be a Stira. Olav Shramina, Kamikadra Yotze V'chaver Nichnas, Kamer Sheshnein Yotze Neshnein Nichnas, and Shramina. You see, it's Medrik from our Mishnah, that Maidim itself has a dual identity, depending on the scenario. Tani, we learned in the Reisa, the Neman in B'klei Cheres Adakin L'Kodesh, that this Nemanis is Dafka on small Kalim and Dafka for Kachim, not for Truma, and not for large Kalim. Large Kalim, we'll see in the next Mishnah, they had Nemanis only in Yerushalayim. There was less of a need for it, so therefore they did not give this Nemanis for Maidim V'Lefnim. And Amar Yish Lakish, what does it mean, small? V'Ushin Nitlam B'Yaday Achas, Dafka if it could only be held with one hand. But if you need two hands to hold it, that's already large. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Afilu Shein Nitlam B'Yaday Achas, now, no, even if you can hold it with one hand, even if you need both hands, it could still be considered small. Amrei Shlakish Leishanu Alo Reikanin, it's the halach is only true about an empty kli of a malayan, but if it's filled with liquids, then lie. So then you can't trust him because the liquid's tummy, and that's metame the kli. Rav Yechnan Amar, afilu malayim, even if the kli is full, afilu api karsusa lesaychay, even if something that he has is his handkerchief, which is tumas medris, assumed to be tumas medris, is inside, still will say that the kli is tar. Amar Rav, now Rav said that this that Rav Yechnan says, and in this case, the kli is tar, umaydar Rabbi Yechnan b'mashkin atzman shein tamein. That doesn't mean he's being matar the liquid is still going to be tamei, but the kli is tar. V'al tatamei, don't think that that's so strange that we're going to have it, that the liquid inside the kli is tamei, and the kli itself is tar. Shahari lagin mali mashkin, lagin tamein tumashiva, umashkin tahirin. We mentioned on Chafbezim Abez a case that you could have that a pitcher is tamei meis, and the water inside the pitcher is tar. If you have these tax collectors, Amiaretz, that go inside of a house, and also Ganavim, Shech Ziru Esa Kalim, and they're coming to return Kalim. So Neman and Leimar Leinaganu, they're believed to say that we didn't touch the inside of a Kli Cheres, Ubi Yerushalayim Neman and Al HaKodesh. And in Yerushalayim, going back to the previous Mishnah, in Yerushalayim there's Nemanis on Kalim that's used for Kachim, even if it's a large Kli, like the Gemara will explain. Ubashasa Rangel Afal HaTruma. And during the Yom Tov season, so the Amaretz had Nemanis even for a Kli that's been used for Truma. Now Remenu, the Gemara says, Tira, we said in our Mishnah that the Gabayim that go inside of a house have Nemanis to say that they didn't touch the inside of a kli cheres, but we learned in the Mishnah in Tyrus, the Mishnah in Tyrus says hagabon shenichnasu l'seich habayis kulei tamei, that if you have gabon that go inside of a house, so the whole house, everything in the house becomes becheskas tamei. So says our Mishnah seems to say that the gabon goes into the house and everything is tar. You at least he has an emunah to say that it's tar. So lekasha hadika nachri ba'adayu hadolaka nachri ba'adayu. It depends if he has a guy that's with him. If he has a guy that's with him, that's the Mishnah in Tyrus. So then he does not have an emunah. Our Mishnah is where he does not have a guy that's with him. That not like we learned, when there's a guy that's with the tax collector, so he does have nemanis to say that I didn't go into the house. But to say that we went in and didn't touch things, that he does not have nemanis. Now ask the Gemara, why not? What's wrong? What's different when he has a guy that's with him? So Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar argued about this. Chad Amar, Emas Nachri Alein. One of them said because he's scared that the Nachri is going to do something to him. V'chad Amri, Emas Malchus Alein. He's not scared of the Nachri, but he's scared that the Nachri is going to tell the government on him. My Benai, what's the Nafkamino? He could Benai you Nachri Sheinu Chashev if the Nachri is not Chashev. He won't have fear of the Nachri, but if you hold that the Pshad is that he's scared that the Nachri is going to tell on him, so then he will have that fear. V'chena Ganavim Shechzira Sakeilim. The Mishnah said that a tax collector goes into a house, and also Ganavim, who come to return a Kli Charis that he stole, that he has no manis to say he didn't touch the inside of the Kli. Or many asked the Gemara, had the Ganavim, Shenechnusul Seichabayis, Enoi Tami Elamakum, Drisas Raglia Ganavim. When a Ganav goes into a house, the Mishnah says, so anywhere he went, that the Kalim that are in those places are Becheskas Tame. So you see now like our Mishnah says he has the manis to say that it's tar. Amrav Pinchas Mishmei the Rav Kishasu Tshuva, because our Mishnah is talking about on his way back when he's coming to do Tshuva, when he's bringing the Kli back. Dekanami Dekatani Shechziru Es HaKelim. It's Dafka talking about where he's returning the Kelim, not where he's just caught in the house. Shema Mina, that's the Nafkamina. And the Rishonim explained that because when he's returning the Kli, so then he has Nemanis, because then we see he's already doing Tshuva, so we'll give him Nemanis. When he's still in the Matzavah being a Ganav and he was just caught, we don't give him Nemanis. But when he's returning it, when he's doing Tshuva, so then we'll give him Nemanis. Ubi Yerushalayim Nemanin al Kodesh. Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Now what it means is Nemanin al Klichar is Gasin al Kodesh. He's believed even on large Kalim that are used for Kachim, so that we give him Nemanis in Yerushalayim. V'kol kach lama, why in general are we giving all these kulas for Klicheres, Nemanis to Name Aretz, Shein Eisen Kivshein is Yerushalayim, because there was no factories in Yerushalayim, there was a big need for Klicheres, so therefore they were Mako. During the Yomtiv season, we give an Am Haaretz Nemanis even for Kalim used for Truma. What's the Makar? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Damar Kra, the Asiv Kol Ish Yisrael Leir, Ki Ish Echad Chaveirim. The Pasuk says after the Maisa with Pelegesh Begiva, the Klai Yisrael got together like one Ish, Chaveirim, they were Chaveirim. So you see, from the Pasuk, Akasiv Asan Kulan Chaveirim, that the Pasuk's making everyone during the Yomtiv season like a Chaver. It says the Mishnah Vayter, Apaiseach Es Chavisai, Chaver who's selling wine, and he opens up a new barrel during the Yomtiv season, or he starts selling some dough during the regal season, and everyone's coming and they're touching the wine, including Ami Haaretz, they're touching the dough. So now what's the halacha? So during the regal season, we just said, and Ami Haaretz is Bechaz Kastar. But what about after the regal? What do we do now with the wine? What does he do with the dough? Rabbi Yehuda Aymer Yigmar, Rabbi Yehuda says he can finish it, he's not allowed to finish it. Now Yosef Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha killed the Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. They were sitting on Rav Yitzchak Nafcha's porch. And one of them opened up and said, according to the Chachamim who say lo yigmar, what about leaving it over until the next regal? Could the Chaver hold on to it until the next regal and then have it then? So Amar Le'idach, the other one said, of course not. Everyone was just touching it, even Ami Haaretz. So it's Tame, how could you leave it over till the next regal? So Amar Le'idach, the other one said back, and until now, during the Yomtiv season, everyone was also touching it, and we were fine calling it tar. So Amar Lei said, "Back, Hachi Ashto, you can't compare the two. Bishlama Ada Inna Tumas Ama Aretz Beregel Rachmanetiara. Until now, that this Tuma, the Tuma of an Ama Aretz, the Torah considers it to be tar. Elahash the Tameyahi. But now that the regal's over, so now we have to go back and view the fact that the Ama Aretz touched it. That now he was metamet. So how could you hold on to it until the next regal? It's already tamet." Says the Gemara Nemeketanai, and it seems to be a machlekes tanai. Whether or not afidah chachamim, you could leave it over until the next regal. That seems to be a machlekes tanai. The tani chada, one brayse says yanichan el regal acher. Utani idah lo yanichan el regal acher. One brayse says leave it over. One brayse says you can't leave it over. My lav tanai. Look, seems to be a machlekes, but in the sheet of the chachamim, whether or not you could leave it over. To which the Gemara says loy hada ketani yanichan el Rabbi Yehuda, vada ketani lo yanichan el Rabbanan. The brayse which says you could leave it over is a fi Rabbi Yehuda who says yigmar. The Braisa which has not to leave it over, that's going lefi the Chachamim. Ask the Gemara v'tisvara v'Rabbi Yehuda yigmar kamer. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that you have to leave it over to the next regel. He holds you could be yigmar, you could use it even during the year. Allah says the Gemara hada katani lo yanichan Rabbi Yehuda. I can still tell you that it's not a machlekes hanayim within the Chachamim. The man, the Braisa which says lo yanichan. Don't leave it over. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And v'hada katani yanichena rabbanan. And the brisa which says you could leave it over, that's the rabbanan. Umay lo yanichena. What does it mean that the brisa that says not to leave it over is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? What does it mean that not to leave it over? It means shein sarach la'anicha. You don't need to leave it over. You're allowed to use it during the year. That brisa is Rabbi Yehuda. And the brisa which says that you could leave it over, that's afi the chachamim. In which case, it seems that the maskana of the Gemara is that according to the chachamim, everybody agrees that you are allowed to leave it over until the next regal.